Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The government of Cameroon has described the declaration of some bishops on the president's end-of-year speech as misleading and inaccurate. Government spokesperson Minister René Manuel Sadi has issued a press statement on the issue. Incumbent president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, has been re-elected for another four-year mandate. The news in detail. Move to consolidate bilateral relations between the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria and the Republic of Cameroon have been evaluated today in Yaoundé. This was during a discussion between Algeria's Minister of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs and African Affairs, Ahmed Attaf, and Cameroon's Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo. Here are the details with our Unity Palace correspondent, Amin Keng Edward.
Between the People's Democratic Republic of Algeria and Cameroon have been very much alive and vibrant over the years, and there are very visible signs from both sides to open up new horizons of bilateral relations and cooperation ties between Algiers and Yaoundé. The visit of Algerian Minister of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs and African Affairs to the Unity Palace this Tuesday, January 7, in his capacity as the special envoy of the Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune, is just one in a series of exchange visits that have characterized the relations recently and proof of the mutual commitment of both leaders to do business. Ahmed Attaf was dispatched from Algiers by the Algerian president to meet with his Cameroonian counterpart, President Paul Biya, to accelerate talks on the state of bilateral relations between the two friendly countries. In a 45-minute audience with the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, acting on behalf of the President of the Republic, both personalities centered conversation on strengthening the legal framework and accelerate negotiations for a more consolidated and fruitful partnership. Partnership in a wide range of areas, notably transportation, agriculture, education, energy, health, mining, and much more. With Algeria holding a non-permanent seat on the UN Security Council and Cameroon presiding over the UN General Assembly, the Algerian senior official is of the opinion that Cameroon and Algeria are key players on the global stage and can speak favorably for Africa. For the records, relations between Algiers and Yaoundé since 2021 has been marked by a rock-solid sense of solidarity, fraternity, mutual respect and consideration, coupled with a good number of cooperation agreements signed between both countries. Ahmed Attaf left the Unity Palace with a debt of gratitude to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, for his good disposition.
Amin Keng Edward. The National Communication Council has drawn up a document presenting the distribution of media organs in Cameroon and identifying their different frequencies and places of publication. The book titled Cameroon's Media Map, which identifies some 760 media organs in the country, was presented to the Prime Minister Joseph Diongute today in Yaoundé by the President of the National Communication Council, Joe Chebonkeng Kalabubse. Now, this press release on government statement declaration by certain bishops of the Roman Catholic Church on the 2025 presidential election in Cameroon. During the past few days, more specifically following the head of state's end-of-year message to the nation, we have been witness to various reactions on the mainstream and social media from our fellow citizens, including those of some prelates of the Catholic Church in relation to this year's presidential election. While reorganizing the right of all to freely express their opinions within the ambit of the laws of the Republic, the government deeply deploys the vehemence of some declarations focused solely on the presidential stakes and based on a misleading and inaccurate interpretation of the words of the President of the Republic. In this regard, it should be recalled that the President of the Republic has been invested with a seven-year mandate, which will run out in a few months. As such, it is entirely up to him to reassure his fellow citizens of his determination to fully assume it when the same with the same enthusiasm and commitment. Moreover, the government wishes to point out that Cameroon is a secular state with religious coexistence in harmony and maintain peaceful relations with public authorities. This therefore implies that there is no conflict between the government and religious denominations, in this case, the Catholic Church. In the same vein, the government reaffirms that Cameroon is a democratic state that respects the rule of law, where citizens, whoever they may be, can freely express themselves and make known their points of view on major issues of the nation. As a matter of fact, the government considers that the clear-cut declarations by some religious authorities on the upcoming presidential election, which smack of pure speculation, are the sole responsibility of those authorities and can in no way call into question the relationship between the state and religious denomination, nor influence the free choice of Cameroonians who will, when the time comes, make up their minds in all sovereignty and responsibility. By the way, with regard to his possible candidacy for the presidency of the Republic, President Paul Biya has clearly stated before that at the appropriate time he would disclose whether or not he will be seeking re-election. As of now, any controversy on this issue is unnecessary. The government therefore invites everyone to stick to this answer while urging all those who aspire to the presidential office to prepare themselves in the best possible way to take part in this election. The government is closely working with competent structures to ensure that this election is organized in a serene, transparent and peaceful atmosphere, signed Minister of Communication, Government Spokesperson René Manuel Sadi. Cameroonians have been reminded that the task of nation building is the collective responsibility of all citizens, regardless of their social status, rank or position. The message was delivered by the president of the Episcopal Conference and the Archbishop of the Bamenda Archdiocese, Andrew Kea, during the opening of the 48th annual seminar of the bishops of Cameroon in Boya. Henry McCauley.
For 5 days, the 26 bishops of Cameroon will discuss salient issues concerning the life of the church as well as those of Christians. Issues like peace, justice, humanity will preoccupy the bishops during their deliberations. Speaking at the opening of the seminar, the president of the Episcopal Conference, Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Bamenda, Andrew Kea, said, even though the government must work hard to weed out corruption, fight poverty and hardship, it is incumbent for each Cameroonian to know that it is their prerogative to contribute to nation building. For their part, the Bishop of the Boya Diocese, Michael Bibi, the Governor of the Southwest Region, Bena Okadia Bilai, and the Mayor of Boya, David Mafani, used the ceremony to praise the Catholic Church for its enormous contribution to the peace, stability, and development that the country is witnessing. They added that if the Southwest Region has known some relative peace, it is also thanks to the intercession of the Church. Henry McCauley, CRTV, Boya.
And while saluting the holding of the Seminar of Bishops in Boya Diocese 46 years after, the president of the Cameroon Episcopal Conference, the Metropolitan Archbishop of the Bamenda Archdiocese, Andrew Kea, also saluted the collaboration between the state, the church, and the population to ensure a return to normalcy in the Southwest Regional Capital. Here's an excerpt of his address selected by Albert Njembonde.
7 years ago, it would have been a hopeless dream to see the bishops in Boya. This beautiful town of Boya was not only so insecure, but were also the lives of its inhabitants. But today, thanks to the combined efforts of the population of the Southwest Region, and Boya in particular, the church and the state authorities, insecurity is giving way gradually, thus enabling men and women of Boya, as well as school children, to enjoy once more the benefits of peace. To God be glory, honor and power forever and ever.
The Minister of Housing and Urban Development visited a newly constructed motorbike park situated adjacent at the Simalen flyover. Minister Celestine Kecha Cortez visits to get acquainted with the proper management and functioning of the park. Marie-Claire Doe of CRTV Center now reports that the motorbike park, upon completion, will better the working condition of commercial bike riders.
Commercial motorcycle riders who do transportation within Esazok, Mbalmayo, Ekoko, and in some villages around Simalen had been facing some difficulties.
We were working under the flyover and had a lot of encounter, such as at times car brakes fail, they can come and like wound us there. And then we have, at times too, we are facing problems of those armed robbers, because at times we don't have light under the shade. We're too exposed to risks.
Situated adjacent to the Simalen flyover, the motorbike park, which consists of a parking space, toilet, police post, and food shelves for food vendors, is being constructed by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development to better the working conditions of both the bike riders and their passengers. The bike riders on the occasion express their gratitude.
There's no more accident as we are seeing down there under the flyover, and we are here walking steady as we can walk. We are walking here comfortable. There is no sun.
At the end of the visit, Minister Celestine Kecha-Kutes calls for the proper management of the park, as she promised to get needy bike riders trained and given driving licenses. Marie-Claire Doe, CRTV News Center.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, and the International Organization for Migration Chief of Mission for Cameroon, Diop Abdel Rahman, have signed a partnership agreement to school Cameroonians on the dangers of irregular migration. Diop Abdel Rahman, in the following excerpt of an interview, underlined that the memorandum of understanding with the ministry will help them to be more active in accompanying the government to combat irregular migration of young Cameroonians.
We thought that having just an MOU is not sufficient, but we should also have a concrete project to present to our partners. That's why the aftermath of the speech of the head of state during the National Youth Day, the MINJEC has been promoting a project called Migration Citoyenne et Patriotique, J'aime Cameroun. And this project is really about enabling Cameroonians to migrate more regularly, but also to prevent irregular migration. At the same time, our work together has been helpful to understand that many of the youth moving irregularly are doing because of lack of jobs, lack of opportunities, lack of trust, and lack of hope. And we believe that by being a UN agency, we can bridge the gap. We can come together, join our forces to the leadership of the government to really promote a concrete project whereby we are trying to target more than 1 million young Cameroonians to promote sensibilization against irregular migration.
And the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, will tomorrow preside over the second preparatory meeting for the 59th edition of the Youth Day, open to sectoral administrations and partners in order to assess the progress made in the preparation of the various activities that will feature during the Youth on Zien 2025. And Ghana's honorary consular officer resident in Yaoundé, Donald Mufi, has congratulated the sixth president of the Fourth Republic of Ghana, John Dramani Mahama, for his re-election as president, while promising to accompany him in the discharge of his duty. Donald Mufi has called on the over 5,000 Ghanaians living in Cameroon to support their 66-year-old president, who is expected once more to serve the country in the next 4 years. Here now is an excerpt of an interview of the Honorary Consular Officer of Ghana in Yaoundé after watching today's swearing ceremony of the newly elected president.
The new president, we hope, is going to continue fostering growth in Ghana, both in terms of economic development and social progress. Mahama has already been the president, and I believe he's going to do more this time, ensure that more Ghanaians have access to opportunities to contribute to nation building, especially Ghanaians that are here in Cameroon. We're expecting a lot from him, and we hope that he's going to see through his mantra, which is freedom, democracy, and also stability. That is what he said in his inauguration speech today, and the people of Ghana are going to hold him accountable. He's going to improve on the bilateral and multilateral relations with the regional countries. So we hope that John Dramani Mahama is going to consolidate all of these gains that Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, the outgoing president of Ghana, has done.
And out of the country, a major earthquake has damaged more than 1,000 buildings and killed hundreds of people in a remote region of Tibet near Everest. Chinese state media says at least 126 people were killed and another 188 injured. And in sports, incumbent president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, has been re-elected. He was given another four-year mandate by the General Assembly of the committee at the end of their two-day General Assembly, which took place at the Yaoundé Multiple Sports Complex. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiko.